This call is being recorded.
Yeah, okay. As you're continuing to breathe, I'm going to count down from 5 to 1. With each descending number, just let yourself relax a little bit deeper. It's always just designed to take you into a little bit deeper relaxation. Of course, there's never any hypnosis here or anything like that. No suggestions are given. Five. Four. Three, going deeper and deeper. Two, and one, nice and relaxed, continuing to breathe evenly, somewhat deeply. But as you continue to relax, your breathing will get lighter and lighter, almost as if you begin to not even realize you're breathing anymore. You're going automatic. Now breathe in the golden white light. See that light moving throughout your body, so that your body is filling with light now. And if you would, once your body is filled with light, let that light spread out from your body. Expand out into the room wherever you are. Of course, those here into the room, connecting with the next one next. So that this room here completely fills with light. See the room completely filling with light now. Send light throughout this room, throughout this building, and even further out to the surrounding area here. Those of you, wherever you are, do the same thing, although you're going to wind up right here with us. So if you want, actually that would be a good idea. Just let yourselves now come here. Be here at this building, this place in the forest. Higher self knows exactly where it is. Just be here. Be here in this room. That's it. I see some of you coming in now. Just come around in the circle here. Everybody come in. We're going to start off here together. We're going to need to go off together. And then we're going to come back and be together again, all here in this one place. Along with all of the angels and the archangels, many of the galactics, especially the ones we know and love dearly. And of course, the ascended masters. Now, just as we've been doing, put your attention at the bottoms of your feet. All of your attention at the bottoms of your feet and extend out through the bottoms of your feet 6 inches. The third time we're doing it since we've been here, it gets easier and easier for you. Now bring it back into normal size. And extend out again, this time 12 inches. And then bring it back in again to normal. And now put your attention at the top of your head. And go out, extend out through the top of your head, 6 inches. Just grow right out through the top of your head. And bring it back into normal. And extend out again, full 12 inches this time. And bringing it back into normal again. Now focus on your entire body and extend out through all parts of your body, 6 inches, all the way around. And bring it back into normal size. And extend out through all the parts of your body again, this time 12 inches. And once you're out 12 inches, keep it out there. Don't bring it back in this time. Of course, we are working with our astral bodies here. Once it's out 12 inches, I want you now to go quickly and stand on the roof of this building. And go straight up, since we're all here, we can go straight up through the roof of the building. Right up onto the roof. Form that, well, don't form the great circle yet, but just get the sense of movement in your astral body. And of course, now change your astral body or view your astral body the way you would want it to be. Make it look like you or whatever you want it to look like. And again, get that sense of movement, because movement leads to awareness. And awareness is very important in this technique, this MLA, multi-level awareness technique. Very good. Now, once you've gotten a sense of movement, we're going to form a great circle here above the roof of this building. All the way around, holding hands. Pretty large circle, isn't it? That's it. Now begin to rotate a little bit in this circle. Begin to rotate around clockwise, not fast, just slowly, and begin to rise up. Rise up as one, as a circle. Circle of one. And continue to rise up. And as I'm looking at this, as you're all going up, I'm down a little bit. And I'm watching, it's kind of like a light ship rotating around, going up. All different kinds of colors. The astral bodies have color. So continue to rise up. I'm coming up now and joining you. Thank you. Someone stepped aside and let me in. Good. Now let's continue to go up to 500 feet. No more, just 500 feet. And of course, we have a nighttime scene here. We're going to change this nighttime scene into a daytime scene. Make it a nice, bright daytime scene. Once you have a daytime scene, now we're going to change it back to a nighttime scene. This time, make it a little bit later at night. Or like 12 o'clock midnight, something like that. Now, change that nighttime scene into a daytime scene. This time, make it the brightest daytime scene you can possibly imagine. Brilliant, brilliant, bright daytime scene. Now, my brothers and sisters, we're now on the timeline. You can see into the future, you can glimpse back into the past, and you can go up into higher vibrational levels. For this, we're going to go back. I want you to follow me now back to the time when I, as Yeshua, walked the earth. When I, as Yeshua, did those many things that you have read about in your history books, in your Bible. But I have to tell you that much of what has been written was not quite accurate. So come back with me now, come back, cross the timeline. The higher self will know where to come down as a group. You want to stay as a group here. You will have a tendency, because some of you were here in that time, and you may have a tendency to want to go off and experience that. That is perfectly okay. Whatever you need to do is fine here. But if you can, it would be good to stay with me. Now first, feel your feet. Feel your feet on the sands here. Even if you weren't here, you can do this. You can feel the sand. The hot sand. Anyone feel that?
Yes.
You look around, quite barren an area here, is it not? What we're doing now is we are on a trek. The trek that I took, the trip that I took. When I had grown enough to adulthood, I could make the journey. I did not stay in Jerusalem and Bethlehem and Egypt and Israel the whole time. I journeyed. Many of you have heard of my journeys. I journeyed to Egypt, to India, to Tibet, many monasteries along the way were waiting for me. But please understand, I was not born with superpowers. That was never the case. I was born just a babe, just as all of you were. No different, other than my lineage. My lineage that brought me forward and brought me to these places, brought me to understand and know the sciences that were involved in working with the elements. So that is what I learned to do, to work with the elements within myself and the elements outside of myself, so that I could control my body and I could control or command the control of those elements around me. I did not know it until I was taught. Yes, I was a good student. I picked it up rather fast. But it still took years to learn to become what I was to become. I was just a man, nothing more. A man who was destined for great things. But I had choice. It's like you all have your choices in life. I had the choices as well. But it would have been very difficult to have gone against my destiny. Although I did have the opportunities to do so along the way. Now let's move forward from those times, in those monasteries. I could show you initiations that I went through. Initiations that would put fear in your hearts, which is why I'm not going to show them to you. Some have written about these, and they are quite accurate. For in those times, we had to pass certain initiations to be able to prepare for our ascensions. Just as you yourselves are preparing for ascension by going through initiation. Count yourselves lucky. You do not have to pass through the initiation of long ago. Now as we move forward, we move to those times where I began my ministry, gathering my flock, you might say, although I would not call it that. I gathered my friends, those who I had known for many lifetimes previously. I gathered them together. You know of them as the 12. There were many more than just 12. Yes, the 12 learned the mysteries. They learned what I learned when I was on my journey. But the others that came along, they were also taught things. They learned. They were not given the fables, the stories that the general population was given. As I taught in various places along the way, again, along that next part of the journey. Did I come across people that needed healing? Yes, I did. Did I provide that service for them? Yes, I did. And I only did it because I was able to, because I had learned how. And I would not turn away from my brethren, brother or sister, if they were in need and they called to me. But you must understand that I was not able to bring healing to all that asked for it. I was only able to bring healing to those who had faith, not in me, but in themselves. Yes, they thought I was a miracle worker. They thought I could do anything. But as you have heard, I of myself can do nothing. It is the Father within me that doeth the works. As I met with those certain ones, I would look at them and I would see not the ailment that they had, not the crippled condition that they were in, not the blindness that they showed. I looked into their souls and I saw perfect healing within them, perfect health. And in so doing, I was able then to lay my hands upon them. They were the hands of Source. They were not my hands. It was not my energy. It was my love infused with the energy from Source, with the energy from my higher self, which came from Source. Source energy coming through my higher self as Sananda, and coming through my body and out through my hands. And my hands touched, and the energy coursed through my body, but only because I had learned to be able to handle the energies. Now, those of you have been working with these energies. You have been learning how to handle them, just as I did. Now, what did it take next? What did it take for the healing energy to move through me and into those who asked for the healing? What did it take on their part? Yes, it took faith. It is faith that healed them. It is their belief in their own God self within them that healed them. Even if they did not understand the concept of God's self, they knew there was a higher power, and that higher power was coming through me, through my hand. And I touched them, and they were healed in the moment. That healing only lasted if they believed that it would. If doubt stepped in, then healing stepped out. And they would be back to exactly where they were before. But some, of course, had the great faith. The one who came to me from a far distance, sought me out for his child, that I could but send healing energy, and that child would be healed. Such faith brought the healing about. Very similar with the one who could not walk. Actually, there were several that could not walk. And with faith, through faith, they did walk. Now I take you further along toward that time, toward the end of my ministry, when it was time for a choice to be made on my part, a great choice, and I have to tell you, a very difficult choice. But I knew deep down that I had to make that choice, that I was here for this, that I came for this reason. Did I struggle with it? Yes. Who would not struggle with a life and death situation? But I knew that I must follow through, only to show man to come after me, that it is possible to bring the body, the physical body, through ascension. They called it resurrection, but it was ascension. So as I gave myself up for the greater good of man, I knew it was going to be a difficult road. But, my brothers and sisters, my faith carried me through those times. Because I knew at the end that heaven awaited me. Heaven, as you understand it now, being the higher dimensions. And the Father, my higher self, awaited me. So I allowed them to do what they would do to my body. All throughout, my faith carried me through. Did I feel the pain? Yes. But there were times when I was able to lift out, again, because of my training, I was able to lift out, leave my body, even though the body was being tortured. Throughout the entire process, I did not condemn one being, did not damn anyone to hell. Instead, I turned to each one and sent them love and light. Could you but do the same to one as they whipped you? Could you but do the same to one as they pounded nails into you? Could you forgive them? My dear brothers and sisters, I am the one you know as Mary, the Magdalene. And as I watched my beloved go through what he went through, I cried immense tears. For I felt at the time that he was going through agony. And as he went through his agony, I went through the agony right along with him. Because we were one. And I understood this oneness. But I also understood, because he had told me that he would survive this and that we would be together for the continuation of our lives. And certainly I knew we would be together in the afterlife. But it was still very difficult to watch. And watch his mother as she cried and cried. And as many of his friends, our friends, those you know as the disciples, stood by and helped him through this as best they could by sending light and love to him. And it did help him greatly. To know that his friends, his brothers and sisters, were right there with him the whole time. You could say that this in itself helped him through this entire ordeal. And as he stood on the cross, I watched as the blood poured down from his wounds. As he became more and more thirsting for water, but no water was given. No comfort was given other than the love that we were all sending him. And I prayed in those moments, those last moments, I prayed that it would be finished soon. And then, with one huge sigh, he looked up into the heavens, out across the people, and he said, "Forgive them, Father. For they know not what they do." Right in that moment, he forgave all that had done this to him. No exceptions. He sent love out. In his dying moments, he sent love out. That is what many of us thought, that it was his dying moments. He did not die on the cross. He only showed the death process. He was able to lift from the death process and preserve his body and made it look like he had passed on so that they would remove him from the cross and wrap him in the swaddling clothes and take him into the cave that you know of. And then, that next 3 mornings later, a great light appeared in front of us all. And there he was, in shining splendor, the light of heaven all around him, a countenance we had never seen before, and pouring out love to us. because he was nothing but love. His body now, having gone through the ascension process, he was now able to change that body to whatever he wanted. He brought it back to me. Brought it back to me so that we could continue on and have a family and a life together. Tell you this part of the story because it is important for you to know what he was, who he was, but that he was a man, just like any other man, that learns great gifts. Learned how to work with those gifts and brought love to all that he came in contact with. Now, those of you wonderful friends and brothers and sisters, many of you were there. Many of you witnessed some of what has been told here at various stages. And you have been with him, and he has been with you over these many, many years and many, many lifetimes since. And he has never forgotten any of you. Not a one, whether you were there with him in that time or not. I appreciate the time that I have been able to share with you, to share part of my story. But understand that it is only a part of the story. There is much more. The story itself, the ending of this story, has not yet been written. Because what he came to do, long, long ago, as Sananda, along with many, many of you, what you all came to do, the ending has not yet been written, but it is coming. All of your efforts up to this point will be glorified in the new higher levels and vibrations that you are coming to. May you all have a wonderful Christmas season, have wonderful holidays, and a wonderful new year. And a wonderful new year it shall be. All of my love and peace be with you. Thank you for allowing myself, Mary Magdalene, to be able to be with you and share.
Thank you, Blessed Mary, making love with you.
Now, my brothers and sisters, it is time now to begin to come back. Come back from that part of the story to the next part of the story, the part that you now live, the part that you have now created and continue to create every moment of your lives. Come back to your bodies. Back and merge into your bodies. Bring your astral body back in. Feel the energies coursing back through your body. Feel and know the light that is still there, not only in your body, but in this very room. This room that we all now sit in, including those of you that have come from afar. We're all here now, surrounded by the angels, surrounded by the archangels, surrounded by the many ascended masters, those of the galactics. You can look up through this roof of this building and see the ships. See that now. Look up through the roof and see the ships up there. See the stars and the ships among the stars, and some of the stars being the ships. Ships of all many different sizes and colors and shapes. Some rotating, spinning. Some staying still. Now focus yourselves back here in the room. Look around the room and see your brother and sister next to you. See the light, the love within that next one, that one next to you, to your left and to your right. And feel the connection to all here in the room, as if your hearts, your high hearts, each one, were connected by a magentic or a magenta color column of light running through all of your high heart centers, connecting you in love, connecting you in light, bringing you together as one. One group. One mankind. All across the planet. Can see those columns of light connecting all of you and going out and connecting to all areas now of the planet, bringing all into this oneness. See all of your friends, your family connecting now. They don't know what is happening here, but as you connect with your loved ones, your heart to their heart, they will feel it at some level. Allow this expression of love to be shared all. We're together. You are all one. Now I stand in front of you as a symbol of the coming changes to this planet and to man, and to bring the connection to all that we are together, all that we have been together, and all that we will continue to be together. Because we are all love incarnate. We all love all of you. You in turn love all. If there is anyone out there that you do not feel love for, send them now in this very moment light. Do it. Send that one love and light. Let that love pierce through the darkness. And let that darkness be no more between you and that one, whoever it might be. For there is no room at the end for hate, for fear, for jealousy, for any of the lower centers within you to have sway over who you are. For you are children of the great God Source. We are all children of the Source. We are all love incarnate, and we will continue to be so, because we, my brothers and sisters, my dear friends, we are the one, all of us, together, as one, one life, one love, one understanding. There has never been a time when you have not been connected to your higher God self. For how can you be disconnected from your higher God self when you are your higher God self? When you and your higher self are one, it is not possible. So from this day forth, I decree, as Yeshua and Mary at my side, I decree that we are all one together. And as one together, we are connected at the highest levels of our being. All of the higher sought selves, all of the oversoul, all that comes below the great creator, are all together as one and have always been. So believe in yourselves as we believe in you. For we are you, I am you, and you are me. Dear sister, Mary Lou, step forward, please. Pick up thine crystal of the red color and hand it to me. With this crystal comes the forces of all light, the forces of all love, the forces of all healing. Come forward now through me and into this crystal, this divine crystal that holds the power of love, that holds the power of healing. Come forward. Feel this energy now imbued into this area of your body. This area of your body that gives you so much pain and discomfort at this time. But feel it coming into you now, the love, the light, the consciousness that is imbued now within this crystal forevermore. For from this day forward, this crystal holds the energy of the source within it. And you, my dear sister, as the one who was granted the gift of this crystal, once again, coming from the olden times, ancient times, has come forward to you again. And you now, from this day forward, shall take this crystal and use it in the way it was intended, and the way you used it long ago. As the one who serves called you the crystal wizard, you today, again, are that wizard. Let this energy now move not only in this area of your body, but through your entire body. Feel it moving through your body everywhere, filling every crevice of your body, energy coursing through you, love moving through. Mm-hmm. Feel the heat coming from this crystal. Mm-hmm. Feel the energy in my hand on your back as it penetrates through your blood system, into your very DNA structure, and begins to alter that structure. And if you would but believe as the faith of the mustard seed that could grow in the sandy soil and rocky soil, if you have that faith, or the faith of that father who brought healing to his child from afar, if you have that faith, you will not only find healing within yourself, at this moment, that you will find a rejuvenation energy moving through you. Take this crystal now, my dear sister, and hold it close to you. Hold it close to your heart and allow it to imbue the energy into your heart now. Let it become you. Let it become one with you, just as I put my hands on you, am one with you. It is finished. Thank you. Another one, come forth. Dear brother, come forward. Stand next to me. Come close. Feel the love now, my brother. Feel it coursing through your veins. Feel it in your central nervous system as it moves through there. And the energy courses through it, bringing healing energy, strength to this part of your body. Because if you are feeling strong again, you are feeling upright, the weakness is gone. Feel it now. Feel the faith. Know that this is your answer that you asked for earlier. The faith that will take you forward for the rest of this life in a new, healed body, if you would but allow it. Do you allow it? And when you awaken in the morning, and you look in the mirror, see the new form that you are in that moment. And if you see that new form in that moment, then you will present yourself to the others in that new form. You may sit. Would there be another that would step forth? Please step forward. My dear sister Rita, come forward. And now I stand before you as Yeshua, but Ashtar is now overriding me. Feel the energy, feel his energy now. Feel my energy now, my beloved. My beloved that has been estranged from me for so long. We are one together. We have danced, and we shall dance again. For this is the time, dear ones. This is the time where all comes together again. All that you have known is coming back. Not only to you, my dear beloved, but to all here. We await you on the ships. the ships that we prepare now for you. Prepare you to be embraced in the love that is coming from all of us. There's no reason to cry, dear one. There's no reason.
Okay.
But in this moment, as you feel my love coming to you, trust. Trust that all is well. All is exactly as it should be. We are one. And you over here, we are one. You, we are one. And you over here, we are one. And you, and you, and you over here, we are one. We are all one. I do not use your names at this time because it is not necessary. For I send love to connect with each and every one of you, knowing you as the signature that is within you, the identity that you are, each one, without need of name, without need of any type of self-acclaim. And I stand with you at this time in this way. But I tell you now, as you come to the ship, it will not be in this fashion. We shall bow to you because of what you have accomplished and are continuing to accomplish. The beloved, you may sit now. And whatever is ailing through you, whatever you wish to be healed, we've done so in this moment. This won't be much longer. Sit now. Sit, indeed. Would there be another that would come forward now? And if so, take my hand. What is it within you, my dear sister, that ails you?
My back.
Yes. You have struggled with this problem for some time in this life. And it has kept you from looking forward in your life. For you always seek to look behind you. That has brought this ailment to you long ago. You always look back. It is time now, my sister. Dear Cynthia, it is time to move forward, to embrace the being that you came to be. You did not come to be someone's daughter only. You did not come to be a follower You, my dear sister, came to be a leader, but you must let go now and look toward the future as you will lead those ones onto the ships as you have always known. But in order for you to be able to do that, you must trust yourself. You must have faith in yourself. You must believe in yourself. For you are everything. Everything. You need to now trust that. Your back problems, if you begin to look toward the future and not seek the past any longer, you will find healing in that. For that program that you have has continued to hold you here. And I cannot do anything for this until you have let go of that program. You understand this? You will let go of that program. You will become the one that you are meant to be. It is not by happenstance that you were chosen for the trek, for the journey that you and this one I speak through chose to take those many years ago. And you even knew when you watched from the ship as they placed the records, you knew at that time you would be with this one again, this one James. You knew that, and you are. Trust in yourself, dear sister, and all will be as it needs to be for you. I love you as well. What is your trouble, dear sister?
In my back. I have
high blood pressure. You do not have high blood pressure. No. You have been told you have high blood pressure. And as one tells you you have high blood pressure, you believe it. This is for all of you now. No longer allow anyone to tell you what is wrong with you. Now, that is not to say that if it is a life and death situation and you seek healing at that time, you need to go for the treatment. Preferably not the medical profession, though, as you know it. Seek a healer. And you will find healing in that way because the healing will come from within. Just as it comes from within now, in this moment. You do not have high blood pressure. You do not have back pain, except for the pain that you bring on yourself. No longer will you bring that pain onto yourself. Have the faith, and all shall be well within you. Yes. Another step forward. Speak now. I look into you now, dear sister. I see the injury that happened to you, and I see it being wiped from the memory slate at this moment. And if it is gone from the memory within you, then it shall hold no sway over you any longer. As for your immune system, you are doing much to help that process. And you are very close. But what it takes now for you is to no longer say within yourself that you have a problem with your immune system. For every time that you say it, you reinforce it. No longer say it to anyone else or to yourself. Instead, say, I am in perfect health and vitality.
I am in perfect health and vitality.
Say it again.
I am in perfect health and vitality.
One more time.
I am in perfect health and vitality.
And so you are. Would one on the phone care to join?
Yes.
Step forward then, in your astral form. State your name and what it is that is ailing you.
Catherine.
Very stepping forward.
Laura. Nikolai.
Stepping forward.
Stepping forward.
This moment, all of those of you that step forward, those of you that have not yet, for those of you that read these words or listen to these words again, you will be included in this. All of you now that have stepped forward and that will step forward, find within yourself the healing energy that is deep within you and has now been imbued from the energies of the source to come into you now, coming through my body, out through my hands, as the catalyst that brings this energy, this source energy, to you now. Feel it coming to you wherever you are, in your physical bodies, coming through your astral bodies here and to your physical body. Your astral body is now the conduit for this energy, for this love expression that comes to all of you. But just as it was long ago, it takes that faith that is necessary to bring about the changes in your life that you require or that you desire. You must have faith, you must have trust in yourself. For it is in yourself that the healing occurs. And only the faith will drive that healing within you. And so it is.
And so it is.
Would anyone else here in this room care to come forward? Take my hand. I mean, Feel this energy now coming into you. Feel it moving through your body. Feel it moving to whatever area it is that you are wanting it to. Let it course through. See it moving into your central nervous system. You feel now the rising of your Kundalini energy. Slowly. Not all at once. Feel it rising. Rising. Up through your chakra centers. One to the next, to the next. Until it reaches your heart center. It moves into your heart center and fills your heart with the love of the source. The source that loves you more than life itself. For you are its life. You are its love. Feel it residing there now in your heart center, bringing perfect healing to your body. Go in peace, Namaste. Would there be another? Please state what it is that ails you, my friend.
Heal me from the game stalking trauma, the torture, the physical torture. And with your beloved help, I'd like to close that with you, the two of us together, once and for all.
It has already been closed. It is done. It is done because you have had the faith. You have had the knowing, the deep knowing, to come and be here with this group, with this loving family. This is what brings the healing to you. Forevermore, the dark forces shall not bring themselves into your awareness.
Thank you.
Be in peace, my brother. Be in love. Would there be another? Feel the energy now, not only coming through my body and through my hands into you, but feel the energy now coming down through the top of your head, moving into your body, the two energies coming together at your heart center. You feel that. You feel the love coming from the source, and the peace and the calm coming from the source. For you, my dear sister, are the source. You are the source of everything within you. Feel now as these energies continue to move into you, that when you awaken in the morning, you rise up from your bed. You will feel as a new woman. Because that is what you have called for here. Be at peace, be at love. Anyone else? No one shall be left out if they desire. Dear one, state your ailment, or what it is that you wish for here. Your heart, my dear Zoe, is already open. It had never been closed. That is a falsehood. No one's heart is closed here. It may appear that way at times, because within yourselves you feel it is. And if you feel it is closed, it will appear that way to others as well. So now open your heart, dear sister. Know that it is open. Know that it is open to love. But not love from others outside of yourself, but love within yourself. Love yourself now. Love yourself, for you are everything. You are pure love incarnate. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? Then it is so. Go and continue to love all that you come in contact with, but most importantly, feel that love within yourself. Anyone further? Take now, my dear sister.
Open my heart, look just on myself.
As I look within you now, dear one, I see perfect healing within you. I see love within you. For you love greatly outside of yourself. You love all your sisters and your brothers. And everyone here knows that. But you do not, at times, love yourself. And that is what is missing in so many. For truly, how can you truly love others if you do not love yourself? Because you are the others, and they are you. You must come to understand that. Love yourself, dear one. Feel that love now coming in from the Source Creator. The Creator loves you. And if you are the Creator, how could you not love yourself? You see? Trust. Believe. Know. Now, if you truly wish to see, completely see without the use of the glasses, would you have enough faith? Would you have enough faith? And I am going to tell you something that will be difficult for you. It will be difficult for all of you. But it is something you must do if you are to see fully again without the use of instruments. For your eyes are perfect. They were born perfect, and they continue to be perfect. But the mind has changed it. The mind has said along the way, you cannot see. Or the mind has said along the way that you will need glasses someday.
Mm-hmm.
And when you begin to believe that, when the heart begins to believe that,
mm-hmm.
then you seek the doctor to tell you now that you have bad eyesight and that you need to turn to glasses if you want to see. But I tell you now, with all the love within me, that you have no need of anything outside of yourself to see perfectly if you trust. And if you trust, then take those glasses off, put them away somewhere, and if you really trust, throw them away, never to be brought out again. But if you cannot, then place them somewhere where it will be difficult to get to them again, easily. An example might be in a safe somewhere, and give that combination to someone else so that you cannot get to them. If you have enough faith, then it is done. Would there be another? Feel the strength now coming through my body, through my hands, into your hands. But it is the strength that is coming into you now that is building upon your own strength, the strength that you already have within you. But the trust needs to be there to bring about whatever it is that you want now. State what it is that you want.
I would like my voice to be stronger. My
then for you, dear brother, speak out. Speak out your power. Speak out your love. For you have the God source within you. And would not the God source speak out? Then speak out. Speak out your name now, loudly.
Jeff.
No, loudly.
Jeff.
Loudly.
Jeff.
I am Jeff.
I am Jeff.
I am Jeff.
I am Jeff.
Continue. I am Jeff.
I am Jeff. I am Jeff.
Good. Very good. It is the power within you that you already have. But you do not believe it. You do not believe in who you are fully. But that is coming. Because you have been chosen for a great journey ahead here, to become a part of that journey. You already know of which I speak. So trust. Trust because you are going to come into that power. The God source power within you. The God source power within all of you. All of us. When I spoke to those on the mountain, to all of those that had gathered, would they have heard me if I did not speak out my power? So I spoke with the power of the source within me, with the power of my higher self, Sananda, seeping through. And those that were gathered there heard me. Those that are gathered below you, not in the sense of hierarchy, but below you, they will hear you now. Speak out your power. Feel it within you. And when you feel it within you, when you feel it rising up within you, it will come forward in the only way that it can, with power. Love, you my brother. One is growing weary, but I can continue a bit longer.
Sure. I have already healed myself. As you know, I have a great plan to go about our Father's religion, creating heaven on earth. So I just ask that you would send me strength and vitality so that I can accomplish that.
And you're saying those words, dear one, you have already accomplished that which you are looking to do. Because it is in your words now, and in your intention and your knowing. And I repeat, the knowing of who you are and what you are about to do that will drive you forward in your chosen mission that you have come here for. And that, my dear sister, is coming closer than you know.
Thank you. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. Thank you.
Yes. Would the one Joanna please come forward?
There's another that wishes to come forward.
Very good. Speak, my dear sister.
My hearing.
You wish to hear better than you do? And what makes you say that you do not hear now?
My cat.
And it is in those words that you continue to have the hearing problem. You must understand that your words, your thoughts, have incredible power. And the more you tell yourself you cannot see, the more you tell yourself you cannot hear, then the more that will continue to be. You do not hear for a reason. There is something that is holding you back. You must discover within yourself, dear sister, what that is. What is keeping you from hearing the music of the spheres? What is keeping you from that? Answer now. What is keeping you from that? Do you know? Do you believe that you will have perfect hearing?
Yeah.
And from here on, you must go about your daily activities in your life and believe that your hearing has returned. But better than yet, that, believe that your hearing never left you. Believe that you have always had the perfect hearing. Because in that belief that you have perfect hearing, you shall. That is for all of you. When you believe that you have perfect health, then you shall. When you believe that you have perfect eyesight, then you shall. When you believe that you can walk, you shall. One is reticent to come forward because of the connection with this one I speak through now. What she does not understand is the connection that I have with her as well. I, as Sananda, and the connection as she is my sister, as Sananda. You have always known that. You knew that the first time that I came and spoke. You need now to feel that power coming into you. The power of Sananda. The power of the love from Sananda. And from Sananda through me now, feel that energy, that love coming into your body, bringing your body into perfect healing state. Say these words now, dear Joanna. I am one with God and the universe.
I am one with God.
In perfect health and vitality. And in perfect alignment and balance. In mind, body, and spirit. Say that each and every day. And whatever it is that you wish for in your life, whatever that might be, not what James wants for you, but what you want for you. You understand this? And ask that it shall be done unto you. When you speak of a healing for others, who are the others? Are you talking all of mankind? You are asking for quite an endeavor here. But what you can do is you can send the light and the love now to all across the planet so that you can be a catalyst for the coming wave, the coming galactic wave to come. You can always call upon Sananda, but he is always a whisper away from you. And when the time comes, my dear sister, when you stand before Sananda again, upon the ship, upon your ship, you feel the energy and the love coming from him at that time, you will know in that moment that it has all been perfect. Coming through all that you have gone through in these many, many lifetimes. Love and peace be with you now and forevermore. Is there anyone left? And we've got to laugh.
On the phone, people who came in from.
Those here in the room. For those on the phone, we have already reached out to. And if you believe, if the faith is within you, and each of you received the healing that you were looking for this night. That is up to you. Take your issue. My dear sister, you are anything but powerless. You have so much power within you. Just listen to when you speak. The power that comes through you in those moments. Do you know that when you speak, people listen. They hear you. They may not always understand your accent, but they hear you, they feel you, they know you, they connect with you. So you already have that power. All you need to know now is that you have it. And it has always been there. Because you have a connection with your higher self. A connection very much as the one Joanna has you and others have. You just need to trust that that connection is there. And in that connection, the power is there and will always come forth when you call for it. Call for the power now. Say, I am the power within me.
I am the power within me.
Say it again with more conviction.
I am the power within me.
I am, I am, I am. All of you.
I am.
I say, I am the power within me.
I am the power of the source within me.
I am God and the universe. Now believe it.
Thank you. I will get you
not cry, my sister. Even though it is crying with tears of joy, there is no need for that. Because you are the love. You must come to understand that each and every one of you are the love in you. That love is coursing through your body right now, moving up through your chakra centers right now. It's the Kundalini energy, the serpent energy, the fire within you that has been building and building, is now raging up. Allow it to come up now. Each and every one of you that will do this, allow it to come up. And know that when it rises to the top, the Creator Source is waiting there to receive that energy from you. Allow that Creator Source to call that energy up now. Let that energy rise up through your chakras, to your fourth chakra now, all of you. Let it rise to your fourth chakra. And then let it move through your high heart center to that beautiful magenta color. The color, incidentally, of the future. Moving up into your fifth chakra, into that will center. Block, moving out any blockage of energy in your will center, in your throat area. Completely moving beyond that. Up into the middle of your forehead. And breaking that third eye wide open. Spreading it out. Feel it opening. Feel it opening as a stargate would open. Creating a portal for the energies to flow through you and out. But do not let the energy go out now through that third eye. Let it move into the third eye center, into your pineal gland. And whatever blockage is in that pineal gland or has been in that pineal gland is gone now. Whatever has calcified there is gone. You trust. Your third eye now opens wide, and you can see beyond the reality that you are all believing that you are in. A new world, a new universe is now opening to you. And from this day forward, you shall see beyond what the masses can see now. You shall see what is cloaked in the skies. You shall see beyond the veil. For you, there is no more veil if you believe and you trust that this is so. Now, allow that energy to move up from your pineal gland to your pituitary. Trust it, allow it to come up all the way to the top of your head, to the master gland, to the crown chakra center. And as it does so, as it moves into that center, see an explosion of light, as if fireworks were going off in your head now. And trust that all is well at this point. Because you are bringing the energies up in the time that is now. Let the explosion happen there. Let the enlightenment come. That is to all that are hearing these words now. It would not be for those that come after, or it would not be safe for them at that time. But for all of those of you that are hearing these words, your Kundalini energy has now risen. And it will bring a great many changes in your life. Be ready for it now. I must now release this child. I acknowledge the love, the caring, the sacrifice that this one has made in allowing this process to happen. All of my peace, says Yeshua, be with you. I will be with you again at your Christmas time.
Oh, yes. Oh, thank you. You beloved brother. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Thank you. Oh, we love you so much. We just love you. Thank you for all you did for family.
Oh.
Beloved James.
Really just giving him the healing, okay?
Oh. He was laying on the floor.
He's laying on the floor.
Thank you for anything I need.
Oh, okay. Yeah.